This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com. Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is 4-6-22, show number 379. So markets are starting to retreat again.
Yeah, markets are coming in a little bit. We had a pretty good sell-off yesterday. that was on the back of a Fed comment. It looks like Fed Governor Lal Brainard came out and basically said that the Fed will reduce its balance sheet as it raised interest rates more aggressively. That sent the markets down in a spiral. But either way, we were due for a pullback. So markets needed to come in, and now we'll see how they set up going forward. I'm really not that bearish here in the short term because I think the markets needed to pull back after having that big, big month of March into April. And with that mega rally, you know, nothing goes up in a straight line. And right now, I think some industry groups that needed to pull in, like the transports, the semiconductors, they all did that. And now it's a stock picker's market. So again, you know, you got to watch the charts on everything right now. You got to really be a chart reader out here.
All right, so transports, you know, that's really a red flag, isn't it?
That's a huge red flag. Transports, they had a monster dump out on Friday, this past Friday. And the one thing that really caused it was that trucking rates had plummeted. And that definitely is problematic. So, you know, we'll see where we go and we'll see how it plays out. But overall, the transports, when they sell off like that, that can be very, very problematic. You know, it's such a leading industry group, part of Dow Theory as well. And again, you know, they're now hitting a lot of support here, though. So we'll see if they can get defended down at these lows today. Today, the transports, as far as I could see, definitely hit a lot of short-term support. So right now they are getting defended a little bit. They're off the lows, and we'll see if they hold. I happen to think they'll hold temporarily here.
All right. So the war continues on with no end in sight?
Yeah, there really is no end in sight. Every time you think there's some kind of a peace treaty or some kind of a peace deal coming together, it really falls apart. The other thing is the news flow coming out of there is just absolutely awful. Nobody, I'm pretty well versed in the trading world. Nobody in the trading world believes a thing out of the media. So, and I don't believe a thing personally. So I have to say, you know, there doesn't seem to be any end in sight, but nobody really knows what is truly going on there. We only get reports like everybody else out of the mainstream media. But, you know, as traders, we watch charts. And, you know, one thing I want to bring up, if it's okay, is that when the sanctions took place and Joe Biden put on sanctions and, you know, the Russian ruble was supposedly going to collapse. You know, if you take a look at the Russian ruble, it's right back to where it was pre-war. So, yeah, temporarily it did collapse, but it's strong again. And, you know, that is the market's way of talking to us.
Right. Okay. Hey, we talked about this on Monday, but we should talk about it again. And that is Musk. He's now been appointed to the board. And I don't know. I know you follow Twitter somewhat, but you saw that all these people are quitting. They're like having meltdowns at Twitter. And they just don't. To them, the sky is clearly falling.
Yeah, it was almost like what we talked about what would happen, right? So we said he would get a seat on the board, maybe even two. He looks like he is the largest shareholder of Twitter now. And yeah, these people are freaking out a little bit. Jack Dorsey, though, did come out and endorse him that he was part of the board. So I think him and Dorsey have a little bit of a relationship regarding cryptocurrency. But overall, I you know, this could be nothing but a good thing for Twitter. You know, people were getting tired of the shadow banning and all of the throttling that they were doing. And, you know, again, they're caught red handed doing it. So, you know, I think it could be the best thing for Twitter. And I actually like Twitter stock right now to go up higher from where it is. So, yeah, I like Twitter here. I think the move up to $58, $59 is likely. I'd love to see a little bit of a pullback because I'd like to join that party. But I think the Elon Musk involvement is very, very good for the company and good for the stock price right now. Regardless of the insiders in the company maybe having a little bit of a heart attack.
Yeah. Yeah. They're saying, you know, it's so funny. They're saying that I made a lot of money on the stock going up 30-something percent, but I'm unhappy that Elon Musk is here and I'm quitting, right?
Just absolutely foolish. Fools.
Yeah. Foolhardiness. But this is what we deal with on a regular basis. So I just wanted to go over that. Gold and silver, they're holding up pretty strong. Now they're taking a little hit today.
Yeah, gold is actually still positive, just by a touch. So, but it was higher earlier. It has come back in. Again, it's just in a trading range right now, a very tight range. So if you look at gold futures sitting at around 1928, 1930, just flip-flopping around. I don't think there's anything terrible for gold. But like I said before, if there is a peace deal at a Russia-Ukraine at any point here in time, I think gold is poised to have a sell-off. And again, it's the ultimate fear trade, and that's, I think, what's keeping gold up at the moment. And it has not, you know, tested the recent highs that were made in earlier in March, I believe around March 8th. So, again, nothing wrong with the chart. Chart is still very strong, and I expect it to remain strong as long as this war goes on. But if there's a deal where this war ends, I think gold and a lot of commodities will come back in because they're very, very overbought and extended at this point.
Okay, finally, cryptos, Bitcoin, what's going on there?
Yeah, cryptos are getting hit today. Bitcoin's down about 3.5%, trading around 44,000. We just talked about the resistance that it was going into the other day. And all in all, you know, cryptos, you know, we'll have to watch them again on a bigger scale. But right now, getting rejected, and all fairness, I thought they would, because just the fact the resistance was too much overhead. If you go back to basically right around the end of December, where we had that big, big sell-off. So they've hauled up pretty well. The chart isn't terrible for cryptos. Just need to do some more backing and filling. And if they do that, you know, there's potential upside in the making.
All right. And interestingly enough, there is a major Bitcoin conference taking place in Florida now, in Miami, on NFTs. It's like a week-long thing. It's going into this weekend. I might just go there for the heck of it and see what's going on. But that's generally a bearish time for cryptos when that conference hits Miami.
Yeah, you got that big Miami conference coming up. And again, we're getting a pullback now with Bitcoin, Ethereum. Ethereum's actually down over 5% today. So we're seeing, you know, that pullback there. But honestly, these charts needed to pull back. They were going into big resistance levels. Now it's going to be all about the pattern going forward.
All right, we'll leave it at that. And hey, make sure you go over to Nick's site, inthemoneystocks.com, and see how he's consistently beat the averages over the decades. The Twitter feed's at ITMS, Nick Santiago 01, and at Kerry Lutz. And send your emails to KL@KerryLutz.com. Nick, we'll talk to you on Friday.
Sounds good, Kerry.